This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Let's get a briefing on the latest abortion developments, because this situation is changing monthly, maybe even weekly at this point. Here's former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation is sponsored by Madrona Financial Services. First, let's go over the Kansas vote again. The referendum in Kansas will uphold a state Supreme Court ruling that the Kansas Constitution does provide a right to abortion. So what is the magical phrase in Kansas's Constitution that made abortion a right in Kansas when it's not a right nationally?
The first sentence of the first section of the Kansas Bill of Rights, which was adopted with its constitution, states that all men are possessed of equal and inalienable natural rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Supreme Court said that this declaration of rights is more than a, quote, idealized aspiration, and that the substantive rights that the Kansas Bill of Rights grants to every individual include a woman's right to make decisions about her body, including the decision whether to continue her pregnancy. So they found, rooted in the substantive right in the Kansas Constitution, a right to make decisions about one's body.
Well, that phrase is simply a quote from the Declaration of Independence. So it sounds to me all the abortion rights people would have to do is ask each state to pass that, quote, from the Declaration of Independence into state law. Who would vote against that if they were a patriot anyway?
Well, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of action in the states. I think you'll see that more of that kind of activity, just as you're seeing activity like that in Kansas, where pro-life groups are trying to amend constitutions to prevent a right to abortion.
Yeah. Okay. In Georgia, we now have the state government allowing a tax deduction for embryos, $3,000 for each unborn child. Now, is this a deduction or a tax credit? Do we know?
It's a deduction. Okay. So they're saying that, similar to any other deduction claimed on an income tax return, you'll have to provide relevant medical records. So that means you're going to have proof that the mom really is pregnant, and have proof that there's been a fetal heartbeat detected.
Right. And so this would apply to the carpool lanes too, presumably?
Well, here's the thing. Every agency in Georgia is now grappling with this new concept of personhood. And there is an argument that even if you're a person, if you're in utero, you're not occupying a seat. So I could see them not allowing in utero embryos and babies to be counted as persons for HIV purposes. It'd be up to the agency. And of course, the legislature could always choose to overrule the agency and declare that pregnant women can use the HIV lane because they count as two.
Okay, now in Arizona, this is the really challenging case. There's a report on ProPublica. This is a lawsuit involving a woman who took abortion pills to end an unwanted pregnancy. And now it's 4 years later, and the ex-husband, and the reason she didn't want the pregnancy to go through was that she was separating from the husband. Well, now the ex-husband is suing her, and a judge has decided to let this case go forward. So explain this case to us.
First, the ex-husband, after they were divorced, asked the judge to appoint him as the personal representative of the estate, the idea being that the embryo can have an estate. And there have been cases involving unborn babies who died in accidents having estates established in their name because people are suing for wrongful death. Here, the judge who has the case in front of him has decided that he's not going to allow the case to be dismissed. He says he hasn't ruled yet on whether you can be the personal representative of an aborted embryo.
If he wins his case, doesn't that allow a husband basically a legal claim to his wife's uterus, even after they're divorced?
It means that in states that have restricted abortion, a husband might claim, or the father of the child might claim, that they have rights and that the woman cannot obtain an abortion without their consent. Here, by the way, the basis for the wrongful death lawsuit against the abortion clinic and its doctors, which was filed back in 2020, is that the physicians failed to obtain proper informed consent from the woman, which Arizona law required. She says she did give proper informed consent.
Yeah, she would know, right?
Right. So he's now suing on behalf of the embryo, saying that the mom didn't give proper informed consent. I mean, it's very convoluted.
That sounds like one human being enslaving another to me.
13th Amendment violation.
Yeah.
Is what you're arguing. I think there are going to be all kinds of arguments that are brought up, but clearly creating a precedent that says that an embryo is a person that can have an estate if the embryo is aborted is going to create a whole new world of complications in Arizona and other states where these cases are brought.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.